the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, angels.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian back with you again.
Hola.
Dalton's still babysitting, and he will be doing that for quite a while. In fact, for at least number 16 years. TSSAA Spring Fling continues this week. Memorial Day only 3 days away now. We're getting to the nitty-gritty. Last full day of school is in 6 days. May 28th, May 30th is a half a day for the county, but the city half day is the 29th.
Correct, sir.
That's a mistake that was corrected by us.
I did. I mentioned that earlier this week with Lisa Trail, City Schools, when I had her on Rutherford Issues, and the fact that it's those two extra days that were added to have a full week at Thanksgiving off.
Oh, yeah, that explains it.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't feel too bad about it.
Yeah. I think people would take that, you know, yeah. Go a few extra days after. And I said, you know, some people may have planned vacations right after Memorial Day. A lot of people do. And she said, well, the calendar's been out for over a year, and next year's calendar's already out. So pretty much there's no excuse if you plan a vacation.
Wow. You got kind of told. You kind of got put in your place.
Well,
I mean,
we were just talking about it. It's
you were
abnormal.
Asking an inquisitive
yes
question, and you know, she told you
pretty
answer.
Much. Yeah.
Some bad news.
What?
Got some bad news. Joe Don Baker has passed away. 89. You remember Joe Don Baker?
I don't.
He was in Walking Tall, the two Walking Tall movies, playing Buford Pusser. Everybody remembers him as that.
Okay.
It's a little before your time, I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know really anything that he did while during your, maybe In the Heat of the Night, he was in it for a while.
Was that the Carol O'Connor or whatever?
Yeah, he took his place for a couple of weeks. Carol had heart surgery, and so he took his place. So that's, thought I'd, for those who remember Joe Don Baker.
Did he actually take his place and play that character?
No. He played a different character.
Oh, okay.
Acting commissioner.
Oh, I see.
Do you remember? Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, the soap operas would do that, you know. Today, Joe Smith is being played by.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't see that happen a lot.
They're going to do it again, I think, with Days of Our Lives. I think somebody's coming back and playing. Manute Bol. Do you remember Manute Bol?
Was he the really tall Atlanta
7 foot
Hawk.
7 basketball player.
Did he play for the Atlanta Hawks?
He may have in his career. I know he played for several teams. Not a big offensive player, but he sets a record. I think he had 17 block shots in one game.
Of course.
They're now saying that when he played basketball, because he was from Africa, that they didn't know his birth certificate, didn't know any. And so the guy that recruited him for college just said, okay, you're 20, you're 18, 19 years old. Well, actually, he was older than that.
Really?
So he actually played basketball when he was 40, in his 40s and 50s. They've calculated that that's what his age actually was when he played.
So he played college ball and he was in his late 20s and 30s, maybe.
Right, yeah.
That's wild.
So anyway, that's a little interesting tidbit. Deborah Norville.
Inside Edition.
Yeah. She was Today's Show for a very limited time.
Yeah.
She got a raw deal in that.
I think she followed Katie Couric, maybe? Or she was before Katie Couric.
Jane Pauley.
She followed Jane Pauley,
I guess. And she got a raw deal.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
She's retiring from Inside Edition.
Okay.
She is 66. Does she look 66 to you?
She does not.
No.
She hasn't changed a bit.
She's going to take time off and be with her husband. They're going to go on a trip to Europe and stay gone for 4 or 5 months. Then she's going to come back and host a game show, a trivia show.
Wow, that's an interesting twist.
Later on. So, and let me see what else I have. Something quick here.
So that's like, you know, Regis Philbin did the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right.
So something like that. Probably a syndicated thing.
Right. And one other note to mention. This is regarding Whataburger, since it's Taco Tuesday. No, it's not. It's not today.
No,
okay. Anyway,
it's
let me get to that later, because I got some other things to do.
Yeah, we haven't said what day it is.
Yeah, what day it is. It's
Friday.
It's Friday, Friday.
Yabba dabba doo.
I've got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
You know, with spring fling going on, I'm surprised I know what day it is. And I didn't for a second. But it's a Friday here on the Wake Up Crew. We're going to take a look at our weather, and that's very important this week. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 55. And then Saturday becomes mostly cloudy. Better chance for showers. Storms also possible. And highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
If you're looking to update your light fixtures or if you're needing to donate light fixtures, we have plenty of new and used light fixtures. Just come on down and see us.
We also have brand new paint.
We got it.
Our appliances are tested and we offer a 7-day warranty.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In game two of the Western Conference Finals, MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander put on a show.
Short strips it. What a play by Lou Gansdorf, a first-team all-defensive selection. Outstanding anticipation. Duck giving to Shai down the lane, floats it on the run. Banks it home left-handed on Alexander Walker and gets a bang for his bucket. Oh, what a play by Shai.
Yeah, you just heard on the Thunder Radio Network. They defeat the Timberwolves 118-103. SGA ended with 38 points and 8 assists. Here is Minnesota head coach Chris Finch.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Shai's a handful to contain. You know, he's getting around us to, you know, to when there's contact, he's getting around us. You know, we got to do a better job of squaring him.
In the NHL East Final, the Panthers scored 1 minute and 17 seconds into the game and never looked back as they shut out the Hurricanes 5-0. Florida now leads that series 2-0.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 past the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. It's Friday, and we are so glad that it is. And we hope you're going to enjoy that extended weekend, that Memorial Day weekend coming up. And
didn't you say you wanted me to text you tomorrow and Sunday?
For what?
Just to text you.
No, I don't want to hear from you.
Oh. I took it the other way.
Why? Why would you take it the other way that I'd ever want to talk to you, really, any other time? We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Stay current with the Plugged In podcast from MTE. Hear expert interviews and EV news at mte.com/pluggedin. That's PLUGGEDIN. Why would I want to hear
about
from,
that?
Why would I want to hear from you? I don't know.
You earlier in the week said, I don't want to hear from you. And you'd forgotten about it.
Rebecca Gresh is today's good neighbor of the day for always having a kind word and the gentle way she helps everyone. Rebecca Gresh will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations, and send in your good neighbor nominations to us here at WGNS. Simply text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the ways that you can get in your good neighbor nominations to us here at WGNS. And also a reminder, birthdays, anniversaries, we're taking those this morning. 615-893-1450. So that's 615-893-1450. We're doing birthdays all day today, for today and tomorrow. And since we won't have a live show on Monday, on Tuesday next week, we're going to do Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday birthdays.
Wow. Better leave me a lot of time.
Yeah, it's a pretty good list.
Okay.
Oh, holiday time. Yeah,
yeah, let's do that.
What day is it? Today is Don't Fry Day.
Don't fry?
Yep, put on sunscreen.
Oh, okay.
Don't fry, you know. And it's National Taffy Day. And national, what else can we do? National Wig Out Day.
Do you like taffy? Do you like taffy?
I'm not a real taffy guy.
No, I don't like it. It sticks in my teeth. I like Heath bars. You know, I love Heath bars, but they hurt your teeth too.
Yeah,
kind of rough.
Oh, it's also, this is one for you, John. It's Lucky Penny Day.
No, it's Nerdy Penny Day. That means I don't touch them.
Nernies.
I found somebody else. There was an actress or somebody famous that doesn't like pennies either.
Does she call them nernies?
No, but I will call her.
I think you need to copyright that or whatever, trademark it.
Our song of the day today is our last song for Mr. Glenn Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
No, they don't add anything.
She'll find the note I left hanging on her door.
Go ahead.
On her door.
That's by the time I get to Phoenix, Glenn Campbell. We're going to have a great week next week when we do get back. We're going to have actors. Our song of the day is going to be actors who have had hit records.
First one's really good.
That's going to be good. We'll be back.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger, call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A tragic update to a story we brought you earlier this week. The body of a missing 12-year-old boy has been recovered from a river in Montgomery County. The child was reported missing by his father in a park near the Red River in Clarksville on Sunday. Authorities have not released the child's identity or said if he was wearing a life jacket. The child was found about a mile downriver from where he was reported missing. Brentwood police on the hunt for several masked burglars targeting homes in the Witherspoon community. Police releasing an image of the four suspects walking through a backyard. This after home burglaries were reported in the area. The image of the suspects has neighbors on alert. It's unclear how many homes may have been targeted. Police are encouraging neighbors to be vigilant. More news in 30 seconds.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
An unusual traffic stop for a deputy in Crockett County. Officials say the deputy clocked a vehicle driving 47 in a 30, and when he stopped the car, he realized a 12-year-old was behind the wheel with his younger brother in the vehicle as well. The young motorist says he was taking his 7-year-old brother to get a haircut. The children's parents were called to the scene. 3 citations were issued because of the stop. Deputies say the children were released into their parents' custody without further incident. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, welcome back.
Hello.
We're just moving right along this morning, 27 after the hour. And we've got Good Neighbor Events, another check of the forecast, and we'll be looking at traffic as well this morning. Memorial Day weekend is always exciting. That's kind of not the official start of summer, but what everybody thinks is summer is Memorial Day. I don't know what the forecast says. Probably going to rain. I don't know. It seems like that's all it does. But if you have plans for Memorial Day, do you have there are ideas that you can do for outdoor activity? There'll be people going boating. That's really big.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably the biggest.
Yeah.
People will be swimming, have swim parties, cookouts. That's how you do it. No, that's not it. Like that. It's gotta, no, that's like Pluto. Pluto or Goofy. Get with it. It's no, just stop. Just stop. If you don't know how to, you don't know how to do it. Now you sound like Goober Pal. Judy, Judy, Judy. Anyway.
Oh.
What's your name? Poopaw, Pawpaw? I don't know yet.
We'll let her decide.
She'll be
talking next week.
I wanted to be called Granddaddy. That's what I wanted to be called, but it never happened. Papa.
I kind of like that, too.
Papa. Yeah, you might be Granddaddy, because isn't that what your daddy was?
Yeah.
He was Granddaddy?
And a lot of times, what your kids, you know, they'll say, do you want to go see your Granddaddy? You know, and they kind of, the parents kind of lay that groundwork. But I was, when my kids came along, I don't know how many grandkids Dad had, and it's usually the first one that names them. So yeah. whatever my name is from Lena, whatever Bobby's kids are going to call me that, I would think. It'd be kind of weird to have, you know, a granddaddy and a pop-pop or something.
I don't know. Pop-pop's kind of cute.
I kind of like that
pop-pop.
One. It's easy to say.
Set a new. And that's a lot of times they don't really name you until the first words come out of the kid's mouth. Because, you know, because we used to call my sister, her name was Nancy, but we called her Gaga because I couldn't say Nancy. I'd say Gaga.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cute?
And so that stuck with her all these years?
That's cute. Can we get back to Memorial Day now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But anyway, Memorial Day weekend, what are your plans? I guess it's going to be all out in the air with you because heavens knows what y'all are going to be doing.
Probably nothing.
Mow the yard.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I may do that on Sunday. It may be just a kick back and do nothing day.
I may have you come over to my house. No, probably not. Forget I said anything. But
I'll be there at 5.
You can have me mow the yard.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Boy, my grass got really high this past week.
I haven't been able to mow in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a jungle out there.
Yeah.
Pop, pop.
The bamboo is...
They love that wet weather.
Yeah. I've just been mowing over it.
That's what I think. I think of Tarzan when you talk about bamboos.
You know what Heather told me to do?
No, what?
She said, why don't you just get a panda? I said, well, because it's illegal. Can't just go buy a panda. Well, pandas like bamboo. Well, sure they do, but I'm not a zookeeper.
Well, at least he's educated. That's a Heatherism.
Uh-huh. Mm. Many of those.
Get a panda. Oh, I love it. Oh, what are we doing? We got to do Today in History. I forgot.
To turn your security. Get back in time.
It's May 23rd. You ready, Pop-Pop?
Yeah.
All right. Benjamin Franklin announces his invention of bifocals.
Thanks,
which you and
Ben.
I are both using. That was in 1785. 1903, the first automobile trip across to the U.S. leaves San Francisco for New York. It doesn't say when it started, but it arrived July.
Well, wouldn't it have started on this day?
Oh, yeah, 23rd? That's right. Well, we don't know what month.
Oh, I guess we don't.
I mean,
well,
it could be a different month.
It says the first automobile trip.
Oh, May 23rd, leaves. I guess. Okay, 23rd, okay.
So it took a month and 3 days.
Yeah. 1934, American outlaws Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde are killed by police in an ambush in Louisiana. 1958, U.S. schools' first use of Cliff Notes. And boy, did you take advantage of that rule.
Yes, I did.
How did teachers always kind of know you use Cliff Notes? I think some of them did know.
Because that's all the information you ever gave on the book reports.
It was very limited.
Uh-huh.
In 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, the second in the film series, directed by Steven Spielberg, produced by George Lucas, stars Harrison Ford, opens in the U.S. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan awards Jimmy Stewart the Presidential Medal of Freedom and promotes him to Major General on the retired list. Jimmy Stewart was a Air Force hero.
Yes, he
in
was.
In World War II. In 2021, PGA Championship Men's Golf, Ocean Course, Kiowa Island, Phil Mickelson becomes the oldest major winner in history at 50, wins his sixth major by two strokes over Brooks Koepka and Louis Oosthuizen, I think is how you say that. I don't know. I know golfers, but I've
never heard of him.
Yeah, well, he's a golfer. Congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, who won the PGA Championship last weekend. All right, coming up, more 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind, May 23rd, 1970. Paul McCartney climbing to the top of the album chart with his solo debut album, McCartney. This date in 1984.
If adventure has a name.
The nationwide release of the Raiders of the Lost Ark sequel.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And this date in 1997.
To infinity and beyond.
Tim Allen was arrested for speeding and drunk driving.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
I'm Brandon Brooks.
You are a sad, strange little man.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. Progressive is here for all of life's needs, with protection for your home, auto, business, and more. From timely repairs to customizable coverages and payment options, we make it easy. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 55. And then Saturday becomes mostly cloudy, better chance for showers, storms also possible, and highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
Good morning. Trying to build just a little bit more here in the last few minutes, coming down through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County in general on I-40 headed towards Hermitage. Lots of radar already spotted out here in parts of Middle Tennessee, up and down 24, especially in parts of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro area. Again, lots of radar expected all weekend long. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure, it's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS, welcomes all of you here for Spring Fling. It's the statewide high school tournaments for warm weather sports. And according to area hotels, many of you are staying all the way through the Memorial Day weekend to get in a little sightseeing. We welcome you to the community and hope your stay here is enjoyable. Perhaps you're wanting to learn more about beekeeping. The Rutherford County Beekeepers meet on the first Monday night of each month, 7 o'clock in the evening, over at the Lane Agri Park. And the next meeting will be Monday night, June the 2nd, just around the corner. The Lane Agri Park is at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Sing a worship night at McKnight Park. That's where SportsCom is. And that'll be Friday night, May 30th. It's not this weekend, but the weekend afterward. Food trucks are at 5:30, and the worship and singing is at 7. That's Friday night, May 30th, at the SportsCom Complex. And it's hosted by North Boulevard Church of Christ and Highway 231 South Church of Christ. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. The food's delicious at Adams Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adams Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
If you're a citizen in Rutherford County, the cost of Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be at least $200 per household per year. But if you live in the city, because you have free disposal in the city, that number is closer to $400 per household on your property taxes right away.
The garbage that we generate will have to be taken 60 miles upstream, and you'll have to cover the charge. We don't want to be up the creek without a paddle. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
This is Peter Demas, and our family's inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. When Kristen said, okay, you know, when we're going to do the remodel, because we're celebrating 35 years, we also wanted to make it more open and inviting, so we made the lobby a lot more open. Booth seats a little bit different colors to kind of still keep it a little up to date, make it fresh. We wanted to make it cozier, make it a little bit brighter for people to see, to pay homage to where we have been the entire time. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour.
I went to the dentist the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You want to know what he said?
What's that?
It's not a joke. He said my teeth were fine.
How nice.
Yeah. You don't get that much. Usually there's a cavity somewhere in there. Somewhere along the line. Tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. Our dad joke is on the way after having a 3 yesterday, which was changed to a 4, which will violate a lot of policies, but who cares?
You know, I came across my ex-wife's Tinder profile, and I am so angry at her lies.
Really?
Yeah. She's not fun to be around.
I'm going back up with a 4. Yeah. I always like the wife jokes.
Yeah. I have to use them with you.
Yeah. I mean, they work out really well.
Yeah.
Guess what we got coming up next?
This was an ex-wife joke, which I don't have, but that's...
Guess what would come up coming up next?
I don't know.
Celebrity birthdays.
Really?
Everybody pay attention and listen closely, because we are going to have that and local birthdays for you right here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. The man accused of shooting and killing two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington is now facing murder charges. Yaron Leshinsky was planning to propose to Sarah Milgram next week. Her father, Robert.
She was a peace builder. She has always, since college, she's had a very strong feeling for Israel, and she's also had a very strong desire to figure out and help to broker a peace.
At least three of six people on board a small plane that crashed in a San Diego neighborhood yesterday are confirmed dead. CBS's Carter Evans.
It looks like people are going to be out of their homes for some time here. Right now, this scene is being preserved by the police department and the FAA for the NTSB to come and complete its investigation.
A search is on in Ohio for four inmates who escaped from prison near Columbus last night. WBNS-TV's Kara Lake.
This is a minimum security facility. And when it comes to this facility, this is a prison diversion program for adult male offenders.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A Shelbyville man with a criminal past in Murfreesboro is once again facing serious charges. Jerry Leonard Winfrey, age 52, was arrested on Thursday afternoon in Bedford County following a sexual assault investigation that began just one day earlier. The Bedford County Sheriff's Office reported that Winfrey, a resident of Highway 64 West, is charged with four counts of statutory rape by an authority figure and four counts of incest. Detective Sergeant Chris Brown of the Criminal Investigations Division took him into custody. This is not Winfrey's first run-in with the law. In 2017, the Murfreesboro Police Department Special Victims Unit charged him with rape, although that charge was dismissed in a 2019 plea deal that resulted in a conviction of aggravated assault. In contrast to the troubling news from Bedford County, Rutherford County continues to show positive economic signs, though. The Tennessee Department of Labor and Workforce Development reported that Rutherford County held the second lowest unemployment rate in the state for April at 2.3%. Murfreesboro, Laverne, and Smyrna each saw their jobless rates decline to 2.4%, with Smyrna recording a modest 0.2 point drop. These figures underscored the economic resilience across Rutherford County. Statewide, 94 out of 95 counties reported decreased unemployment, further highlighting Tennessee's continued recovery. Programs like Youth Employment Program offer additional support to connect young residents with employers, bolstering workforce development in communities, including those in Rutherford County. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore. We have new luxury vinyl flooring that'll be a great project for people that want to replace some of their used carpeting areas or used flooring, so definitely come down and visit us on that.
We got it!
Hurry over to the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go three times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1. At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with
people who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. We are moving right along on this Friday. I don't think Brian has many big plans for Memorial Day. But here's some things you can do. These are sweet things. These are good things. You can attend a Memorial Day parade somewhere.
Oh.
You can visit cemeteries and memorials.
We have the Stones River Battlefield here.
Many communities host official Memorial Day ceremonies, which may include speeches, musical performances, and the laying of wreaths.
So here in Rutherford County, they do it on Thompson Lane at the church over by Siegel Elementary. They have the Healing Field Flags of Remembrance, and you can go and you can buy a flag in memory of someone, and then at the end of it, it's displayed.
United Methodist, yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah, so they have that there every year. Exchange Club does that. It's a really cool thing if you've never been.
Consider volunteering at a veterans organization or local community center. You can watch the National Memorial Day concert. That's on PBS. That kind of gets you in the mood, you know?
Mm, sure, a little patriotic kind of
gathering with families. Many families organize barbecues, picnics, or other outdoor gatherings to celebrate Memorial Day weekend and remember the fallen. Consider patronizing businesses owned or operated by veterans. Or you can engage in educational activities, like you said, visit the Stones River National Battlefield. Many communities offer 5K races. That's very popular to do that. That kind of honors the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Many places have events like Memorial Day Bash or Burrow Beach, Greenville Zoo, or Greek Festival. You can check local event listings and you can for specific Memorial Day events. So check your websites or newspapers or news radio WGNS. You can share stories about veterans. It's a day to reflect on the sacrifices made by those who have served.
Yeah, a lot of people get Memorial Day and Veterans Day confused.
Right.
Memorial Day is to remember those that have fallen. You know, those mm-hmm. who passed away. And
Veterans
service.
Day is for those that are still with us.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, just to honor veterans, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what to do for Memorial Day at work. I think that's a good idea too.
Don't go.
Well, that's what they do. They don't go, but or you know, have flowers and things set up, a wreath maybe or something set up in honor of them. So there are a lot of things you can do out there. We will probably have a little picnic. That's what we usually do. You know,
a little grilling out,
a little barbecuing. Yeah, it's the only day of the year that my whole family's off. They don't have anything going on.
Now, is this usually like burgers and hot dogs? This is not like Mother's Day steak day.
No, this is burgers and hot dogs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I would have you over, but
you don't like me.
No, that's not true. Well, no, it's not true. But I mean,
it's true.
No, it's not true. I mean, sometimes if I have the house to myself, I will have you over.
You just, I can't be seen in public.
No, it's at the house. Man, you're sensitive. Time for some birthdays today. We've got to celebrate some. We've got a bunch. You ready?
Yeah.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I was in another world for a moment.
Yes, you were. All right, today's May 23rd, and here's the birthday list. 1883, Douglas Fairbanks. He was an American actor. Silent films. He died in 1939. 1912, John Payne, American actor. He was in The Restless Gun, Miracle on 34th Street, and he was born in Roanoke, Virginia. The Restless Gun.
Starring John Payne.
In 1950, William Barr, American lawyer. He's still with us. Born in New York City. He was the Attorney General in 1992 and 93, and 2019 and 2020. I did not know he was in 1992, the Attorney General.
I didn't either.
1958, Drew Carey, American actor and comedian of The Drew Carey Show.
He does something else now, too, right?
The Price is Right.
Come on down!
You know, I was really surprised he took that gig, but it pays well.
And he's done well with it,
yeah,
I think.
I don't watch it much with him in it. I was a Bob Barker guy. In 1974, Jewel Kitcher, American Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Pieces of You, You Were Meant for Me, and Standing Still.
Well, am I standing still? Need the dark in the sky. Or am I standing still? Will the scenery fly and by? Or am I standing still?
1974, Ken Jennings, American game show contestant, who now is the host of Jeopardy.
And he's doing all the Jeopardies and all the turmoil is over, right?
Yeah, I think so. There's no co-host or anybody else that does it. What is Ken Jennings? No,
the host of Jeopardy.
That's correct. Here's some local birthdays. Today, Bryant McCullough has a birthday. Cindy Moody has a birthday. State Representative Robert Stevens, Colby Jackson, Zach Johnson, and Thomas Reeves. Now, tomorrow, well, I'm going to have to get him some golf balls or something, I guess. Rick Stewart, my brother-in-law, has a birthday.
Get him one.
Yeah,
just one.
Yeah, one, yeah. Kenny Bell has a birthday. Jonathan Hutton of Outkick and 102.5 and 106.1. Okay, whatever. Tom Starling have birthdays today. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
You can tell Rick I'll give you a mulligan next time. That's what you get for your birthday. Add birthdays to our list for today and tomorrow, 23rd, 24th, 615-893-1450.
Weather's coming up next. It's 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 55. And then Saturday becomes mostly cloudy, better chance for showers, storms also possible, and highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 54.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
Morning, TDOT just moved the damaged vehicles involved in this crash on 24 westbound near Bell Road. It's already starting to get heavy up through there as it is. This time of the morning coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through Antioch on 24 going westbound. 24 east through Cheatham County was a little bit slow there near Pleasant View from an earlier wreck, slowing down that traffic coming in from Clarksville this morning. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out today when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
So if you can't get to Mission Impossible this weekend, what about the search for eternal youth?
Please.
What are you doing?
Fountain of Youth, with John Krasinski and Natalie Portman, now on Apple TV Plus, takes us on a globe-trotting quest directed by Guy Ritchie.
We're looking for the Fountain of Youth.
And you do?
I do the money.
There aren't many movies made like this.
And Domhnall Gleeson is along for the ride, too. He told me filming in actual locations like Thailand and Egypt had to happen.
You have to make it right. You have to spend the money. You have to go to the places and put it on the screen. And it looks amazing. I think people like being taken on a trip to other places, and that's what you do in the film.
Told you it'd be an adventure.
It's a fun movie. Check it out. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58. Hope you're having a good day. And it's Friday. I know I'm going to have a good day. And we've got some stuff going on. Going to be busy. And then Memorial Day coming up as well. So Rebecca Gresh is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. She always has a kind word, and she always helps everyone. Rebecca's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and the Big G, News Radio WGNS.
Well, if you want to send in a good neighbor so we can announce it here on 101.9 100.5 WGNS, WGNSradio.com, just go to our website, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, or 615-893-1450 and text the singular word neighbor. N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Text that one word to us, and then you'll get a reply. Tap on that link you get, fill out the information, and once you click submit, we've got it. Name, address, phone number, sentence, why. That's all we need.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
We've got a Sunshine Nutrition coming up, and also next hour, we're going to play a game.
Ooh, can't wait.
Yeah, I love it.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Holiday weekend push.
Just be present, go with the flow. What else do you do when you're traveling?
Trump targets international student admissions.
It's an intent to try to punish, even destroy Harvard.
D.C. double murder investigation.
This is a horrific crime, and these crimes are not going to be tolerated.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, in a season of economic uncertainty and technical issues at some airports, today is one of the busiest travel days of the year, as millions head off for the Memorial Day weekend. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
By road, train, and plane, Americans are moving towards their summer vacations. Most will drive this Memorial Day weekend.
We have a huge van that we rented, so we're just going to take it slow and then make stops to kind of keep us from staying in the car too long.
Overall, AAA expects 45.1 million to travel. Allie Mitchell opted to take the train to New York City.
I honestly find it just to be the easiest as far as like the travel goes, less like delays.
At Newark Airport Thursday, a long line of planes waiting to take off as Alexa Pernston waited for her flight to Japan.
I'm coming in anticipating that there might be some challenges, so if there aren't any challenges, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
The FAA has limited the number of flights at Newark, hoping to reduce the mounting delays and cancellations stemming from runway work and ongoing FAA staffing issues that followed a series of air traffic control communications outages.
Now to Washington. And the vigil last night for two Israeli embassy workers who were shot and killed outside the Capitol Jewish Museum. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on the investigation and the criminal case.
Less than 24 hours after he screamed "Free Palestine" during his arrest, Elias Rodriguez sat quietly as he faced a judge charged with five felonies, including murder of foreign officials, for the killings of 30-year-old Yaron Leshinsky and 26-year-old Sarah Milgram.
It has the full and unwavering attention of the FBI.
Agents searched Rodriguez's apartment in Chicago Thursday, while Jeanine Pirro, the top prosecutor in Washington, said this would be investigated as a hate crime.
Anti-Semitism will not be tolerated.
Now to San Diego, where at least three people were killed in the crash of a small plane that hit power lines and ended up in a neighborhood before dawn yesterday. CBS's Carter Evans says it was foggy and visibility was low at the time of the crash.
The plane took off from Teterboro, New Jersey, refueled in Wichita, and was trying to land in dense fog in San Diego. The pilot at one point asked air traffic control about weather conditions.
Doesn't sound great, but we'll give it a go.
The music agency Sound and Talent Group said three of its employees died, including co-founder Dave Shapiro. Authorities say no one on the ground was seriously injured, thanks to the military families who helped their neighbors escape the flames.
The Chinese government says the Trump administration move to ban international students from Harvard University will harm America's international standing. Chinese students accounted for 1,200 of Harvard's 6,700 international students last year. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The Department of Homeland Security revoked Harvard's ability to sponsor foreign students, accusing the school of fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party. The university called the government's actions unlawful. Nearly 7,000 international students are currently attend the Ivy League school, making up more than 27% of enrollment. Earlier this year, Harvard fought against White House demands to change hiring practices, limit activism, and provide information on foreign students' involvement in protests and other campus activities.
This morning, President Trump has threatened a 25% tariff on Apple if iPhones are not manufactured in the United States. A judge last night extended her pause on President Trump's plans for mass layoffs across federal agencies until a case challenging them is resolved. The order affects tens of thousands of employees at 22 agencies. Trump used his Northern Virginia golf club to host a dinner for top investors in one of his meme coin cryptocurrency projects. Businessman Donald Quimby says he bought $2 million worth of Trump coin recently.
We thought this was really the best platform to make a splash.
Critics have labeled it a historic corruption of the presidency. George Washington University professor Jessica Tillipman.
Ethically, this appears to be a president that could be potentially benefiting privately from something that he's doing out in the open.
It's 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe."
Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Police in Louisiana have arrested a third woman in the search for 5 of 10 men who broke out of a jail last week. It's alleged Connie Whedon helped the escapees before and after the breakout, giving one cash through an app. A jail employee also faces charges. In New York, at the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial, testimony from a rapper.
Kid Cudi came to court to testify about the day in 2012 when his Porsche was firebombed in his driveway. The arson occurred weeks after Cudi's house had been broken into and a tip that Sean Diddy Combs was involved. This all occurred after Diddy found out that Cudi was dating Cassie Ventura when they temporarily broke up. She told the court Diddy threatened both of them in a text message. Juliet Papa for CBS News. New York.
Overseas, a verdict is expected soon in the Kim Kardashian jewelry heist trial.
The 10 accused were given a chance to have the last word in court before the jury retired to consider a verdict. Two of the accused, whose DNA was found at the scene, apologized for their part in the crime. The prosecution has called for sentences up to 10 years for the 9 men and 1 woman accused of robbing $10 million worth of Kim Kardashian's jewelry. The jewelry has not been recovered. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
In Rome, the U.S. and Iran are holding a fifth round of talks on Iran's nuclear program. Uranium enrichment is a key issue. The U.S. insists Tehran has to stop that for any sanctions to be lifted. At the University of Maryland, graduates were told last night by Kermit the Frog that life is better when we leap together.
I know the past 4 years have brought more challenges than anyone expected, but look at you. I know that you're going to be okay. You did it! And I think that deserves another round of applause!
Kermit's creator, Jim Henson, was a 1960 Maryland grad. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thank you, Steve Kathan. It's 7:09 from News Radio WGNS. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're along with us this morning. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along as well. Right now, let's get a quick check of traffic and weather brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 55. And then Saturday becomes mostly cloudy. Better chance for showers. Storms also possible. And highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 53.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Trying to pick up in a couple of spots. 65 South here at Trinity Lane. It's been a little bit slow at times on 24 in Cheatham County going eastbound from our earlier wreck we had just near Pleasant View. At one point it was slowing down that traffic just a little bit coming in from Clarksville through that section of Cheatham County on 24 East headed towards Nashville. Lots of radar out here. You're going to see a lot of that over the next couple of days. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter. Call STR Towing and Recovery, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The show you're about to hear is real. The names have been changed to protect the hosts. Join John, Brian, and Dalton on The Wake Up Crew.
Why did we both do that at the same time?
I don't know. We just did.
That was uncoordinated.
Uncoordinated and unnecessary.
Yeah. But, I mean, we didn't say, hey, when we play this, we're both going to do that.
No, we didn't. No.
That's weird.
27 years, man.
Get out of my mind.
Why do I have to get out of yours? You get out of mine.
Oh, I didn't know there was this part.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, it's a jazzed up version.
A little happier. Dragnet theme.
Hey, man, you got a show to do. Let's go.
Do we?
You're just...
Do you know it takes 38 days to get through all of the opens that we have?
Really?
That's how many we have.
That's a good thing.
We do two a day.
I haven't heard that one in a while. I guess that's why I went bump a dump bump.
Well, I have a new sheet that I've been working on for the past week and a half. So we've just finished our rotation.
Oh, I see.
There's like 80-something, or I don't know. Figured it up one time. No one cares, I wouldn't think.
No, nobody cares what we're talking about. No, probably not.
Well, that's most of the show. Episode 1664 and Spring Fling wrapping up here, and it's been a successful 32nd year for Spring Fling. And Monday is Memorial Day, so we've got a three-day weekend coming
up
here.
Dude.
What?
What day is it?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, I mean... You've already gone 2 minutes.
I'm taking it slow this morning.
Oh. Taking it slow.
I'm tired of being here. No, I'm just kidding. School's out next week. So you're out Monday. You go Tuesday, Wednesday. If you're and those are full days. If you're in the city, you go Thursday for your half day to pick up report cards. And it's Friday for the county schools. So enjoy the 3-day weekend. And of course, it's the weekend. And if it's the weekend, that means today is Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday. It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
The week is done. Time for fun. Gonna get into everything under the sun. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say,
hey.
It's Friday.
Indeed. Big Friday, big weekend. Lots going on. We're going to do a little what we're watching here early today, since Sunshine Nutrition. We're going to have a best of on Monday, and they're talking about, grilling out Memorial Day, so I thought it'd be a great time to bring that to you here today. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and you've seen the signs all over town. We had a story about this, by the way. Quality Furniture closing after 56 years in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
You ever bought something from Quality Furniture?
I had a brother-in-law who worked there.
Is that right?
Yep. Patrick Jernigan. He worked there for many years. And I think they had changed hands, I think, over the years. But
The Morrises, who operated the business,
right.
I guess sold the business to their stepson and his wife, Butch and Carolyn Jones. And... they have decided to retire, so got that local business going out of business after 56 years.
They always had really good quality furniture.
Yeah, they really did.
And that's not a play on words. They really did have a lot of quality.
Have you been to Big Lots?
I bought several things there, actually. Bought my first bed, living room suit there.
Yeah.
Have I been to what?
Big Lots.
Since it reopened.
Have you?
Yeah, a little different.
What's different about it?
Furniture's not emphasized as much. They still have some in the back, but they put it way back in the back.
Okay.
Just mainly recliners and maybe a couple of couches, but it's more clothing.
More clothing?
Yeah, a lot more clothing.
Did they have a lot of clothes before?
No.
I didn't think
so. Now they've got the, where the furniture used to be, they have clothes.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's very nice and neat. I mean, it is really,
They've stepped up their game there.
Yeah. Easy to find stuff, that kind of thing. I can't remember what I bought there. I don't know. But
they have rugs?
They have more groceries, so a few more groceries.
Okay.
They have rugs, yeah.
It's kind of a closeout store, kind of?
Like, yeah, I think so. They do have some.
Overstock.
They have a few name brands in there.
Okay.
So, but very nice and neat, and they still have patio furniture and that kind of thing. But it does look a lot different.
Well, good. I'm glad.
But
they've been going since May 1st, I think. So
they have a lot of crates.
Crates.
Yeah.
To buy or just?
Yeah, to buy. Black and yellow.
Okay.
You know, like totes.
Oh.
Yeah, they have a bunch of those. I mean, a bunch. So.
Must be what the other store was known for. I don't know.
All size. No, they didn't. They had some, but not like this.
Well, I'm talking about the store that bought the Big Lots or whatever.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe they were. Big
yeah.
tote thing.
There was probably 10 people in there, and I went at 12 noon.
Okay.
So I was a little disappointed they didn't have furniture as much, but it's okay.
Furniture is going through a little bit of a change, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of industries are, but.
Furniture is one thing, it's hard to buy online.
Yeah.
I think clothing is hard to find online, but. You know, a lot of people do it, but the furniture and there's just some things you need to sit in. You know, like you buy a couch,
test
you want
out.
To sit in it
yeah.
to see what it's like. So,
you know,
I just bought an electric fireplace.
Did you?
Yeah. It's coming next Friday, I think.
Wow. In the summertime, you bought a fireplace. That's a good thing. Fine.
It's cheaper in the summertime.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
You didn't have to be sarcastic about it. I'm pretty excited about my electric fireplace.
I'm glad. Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
Can't wait to see it.
It was $289, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I really bought it because I think my daughter wants to take the thing that I have underneath the TV for her bedroom. I had an old dresser that is used as a TV thing. And it worked out well for me. A lot of compartments and everything, but she wants it. I think for her bedroom. She's going to refinish it. She does that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, nice.
Yeah.
So now you had to have something there.
Yeah. So I chose an electric fireplace.
Well, great. It'll look very nice as a centerpiece.
Won't ever know because I won't ever ask you over. Forget Memorial Day.
Wow. Sounds
so
rough.
Ugly. Ugly to me.
Oh, well. Here's some sports for you right now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
In Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander put on a show.
Dort strips it. What a play by Lou Dort, a first-team all-defensive selection. Outstanding anticipation. Duck. Giving to Shai down the lane, floats it on the run. Banks it home left-handed on Alexander Walker and gets a bang for his bucket. Oh, what a play by Shai.
Yeah, you just heard on the Thunder Radio Network. They defeat the Timberwolves 118-103. SGA ended with 38 points and 8 assists. Here is Minnesota head coach Chris Finch.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Shai's a handful to contain. You know, he's getting around us to, you know, to when there's contact, he's getting around us. And, you know, we got to do a better job of squaring him.
In the NHL East Final, the Panthers scored 1 minute and 17 seconds into the game and never looked back as they shut out the Hurricanes 5-0. Florida now leads that series 2-0.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Memorial Day weekend reminds us of that old racehorse to honor and serve. We start on May 24th, Saturday, race 10, Belmont at the Big A Meet, Paradise Creek Stakes, 6 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-old males. The number 1, Super Swift for trainer George Weaver, son of Vekoma. Let's head to Churchill Downs next. Race 9, the Cortina Stakes, 1.5 miles on turf for older fillies and mares. The number 1, Dreaming of Mo is our pick here for trainer Dale Romans. Santa Anita Park, race 10, the Snow Chief Stakes, 1.8 miles on turf for California breeds. We like the number 5, Bro Bro for our man Doug O'Neill. Son of Nyquist has 2 wins and a third in 4 starts this year. Monday, May 26th, race 8 at Churchill Downs is the Grade 3 winning colors. 6 furlongs on the dirt for older females. A 9-horse field means a trifecta box. The number 2, Into Champagne for trainer Ian Wilkes. The number 7, Hope Road for trainer Bob Baffert. The number 8, Minx Palace has 4 lifetime wins at Churchill Downs. Santa Anita Park is where we head next on Monday. Race 7, the Grade 1 Gamely Stakes, 1.8 miles on turf for 3-year-old fillies and up. 9 horses are running. The number 7, Liguria, is who we like for trainer Mike McCarthy. Put her in our exacta box with number 8, Be Your Best for Safi Joseph. We'll finish with the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile, which is race 9. 9 older males running for $300,000 on the turf. A trifecta box here. The number 1, Seal Team for Richard Mandela. The number 4, King of Gosford for Phil D'Amato. And the number 5, Formidable Man for trainer Mike McCarthy.
Gotta hunt, bet a bunch, back a horse, and get paid.
Over the next 5 minutes, we'll explore health tips with Kiln Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center. With more, here's WGNS's Scott Walker.
What are we talking about today?
Memorial Day. And so usually I like to talk about something diet-related on Memorial Day, which always kind of feels like the kickoff of the summer, right? Everybody's going to be grilling out. I try not to be like a party pooper in terms of that, you know, but what are some things that we can do when we're cooking out, when we're going out on picnics, we're filling up the cooler, we're heading to the water? You know, how can we make those things look healthy, you know, or healthier at least, versus maybe what are some of the things we might normally do, right? And so when I'm thinking about anybody, when I think about just a normal plate, I want their plate to be half vegetables and the other half to be their starch and to be their protein. And I like to apply that to wherever we go and whatever we're doing. So if we're grilling out, I want to have that same kind of mentality in place, right? A lot of times we think about grilling, we're thinking about meat. You know, we're grilling hot dogs, steaks, what have you, hamburgers, all that good stuff. But I also really like grilled vegetables, right? Yeah. And so like corn on the cob is really good on the grill and peppers are really good on the grill. And you can make vegetable kebabs and those types of things. And that can be really good on the grill. And so sometimes I want to encourage people to think, what other things can we grill outside of meat? Right? Can we do some veggie burgers every now and then? Right? There's a ton of veggie burgers on the market because it's almost trendy at this point to have plant-based burgers. You know, mushrooms, portobello mushrooms are really good on a grill. They can be good on a burger with a piece of meat, or they could be good on a burger in place of meat, right? So can we think about those type of different ways? Let's also think about the bread that we're using a lot of times. I was having a conversation with a group and I was like, you know, it's pretty hard to find whole grain buns, right? In the rest in your stores. I'm sure it could be found, but it's not usually super easy to find. So what's wrong with using regular whole grain sandwich bread on your burger instead of a bun? Like, who said it had to be a bun? They make tons of different breads out there. And there are some, I think somebody told me Dave's Killer Bread has some buns that are more whole grain, but thinking about that too. It's like, no, I still want my burger. How can we make it healthier? So maybe we can get a healthier bun. What are we putting on the burger? I like sandwiches and things like that, or even pizzas at times, because a great opportunity to add vegetables. We can put just a piece of meat and a piece of cheese on our burger, or we could put lettuce and tomato and onions and maybe grill some mushrooms or grill some onions and things like that and put it in there. And there's still an opportunity to have had some vegetables on that. Same thing with the hot dog. We can just throw ketchup and mustard on there, or it's an opportunity to maybe throw some vegetables on there as well. What I want to encourage people is ways to think about that. And another place is beverages. I think beverages are probably the biggest cause of diabetes more than anything else. All of your sodas, sweet tea here in the South, coffee beverages that we do, we get so much sugar a lot of times from our beverages. So like for Easter, I brought the beverage this year. I make fruit tea a lot of times. This year, I use an unsweetened tea. I used a light pineapple juice, and I used like a Simply lemonade, which is sweetened with like stevia, and didn't have a lot of calories or sugar, and it tasted really good. And so we can think out of the box a lot of times for these types of things and find ways to make our meals healthier, and they don't look or taste a lot differently than what they used to do.
Now, the foods we eat, how soon after we eat whatever meal it is on Memorial Day on the grill, how soon do we feel the effects of that meal, be it good or bad?
Pretty much immediately, right? Like, well, it's like Thanksgiving, right? Like everybody goes and sits down and they feel stuffed. They feel awful sometimes, especially, you know, maybe as late as the next day, but usually it's that same day. Like my husband will come home from a cookout and be like, I had ribs and something else and now I feel it, right? Like everything is gurgling and nobody's happy. It didn't take long. Unfortunately, you can't dial back time and do anything about it. And then by the time you get to 4th of July, they've probably forgotten how they felt Memorial Day, right? Yeah. So we're going to think of it as a preventative mindset. We're going to just try to, and then you'll know immediately that you either feel better or you don't.
Feeling tired is something that I will feel after I eat too much at a meal. And that's something that obviously you feel immediately. But are there foods that you can eat to immediately feel a little more pleasant and have more energy?
Yeah, I think hardly anybody ever feels ill from vegetables. I mean, sometimes people do, depending on if they have a certain condition, maybe raw lettuces don't agree with them or something like that. Or people with acid reflux, tomatoes may not always agree with them, right? But very seldom do I have people, you know, be like, you know what? I ate too many vegetables yesterday. I feel terrible. Like that very seldom happens. Usually it's always sweets or meat. It's not that we can't have meat, but again, if we go back to that plate visualization that I had at the beginning, it's like we want the meat to be on the side, not to be the star of the show. And if we keep that in mind, we'll feel a lot better, I promise you. Your digestion will be a lot more pleasant.
Now, how long does it take to digest most, like let's say steaks or hamburgers?
They're the longest. Red meat definitely takes the longest over chicken and fish, and then of course over your plant-based foods, right? So usually about 4 hours just in the stomach. That's before it ever gets to the intestine and it works its way through the intestinal system. And so if you're eating again in before that time, your body's still digesting that previous meat. So it does take longer versus all of the other foods. And like I said, that's not from the beginning of your canal to the end. That's just for it to make it to the small intestine, which is about 30 feet long. And then it gets to the large intestine, which is another 5 to 6 feet, depending on how tall you are. So it's got a long way to go, and it got a very slow start.
Again, Kim Hillsman Dunaway with us today from Sunshine Nutrition Center. So to eat that steak, your body is working overtime, and not in a good way either.
It does take a lot of energy. You're not going to burn as many calories as you ate, obviously, but it does take a lot of energy. And so when we're already tired, you know, our digestion, usually a lot of times everything slows down. So usually people that experience fatigue are going to experience some constipation. So when people say that they feel like red meat causes them constipation, that may be the very reason. It's just taking the body so much energy to do it.
Where can we find Sunshine Nutrition Center?
901 Rock Springs Road in Smyrna, and then 621 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Again, Kim Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We came to the Villages to see about a workshop we were doing, and they were so nice and so much fun. And then Hope took us on a tour. And I went into an apartment, and I said, I'm going to move here. Within a couple of months, I had sold my house and moved in. The Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, we've made it here to 7:30 on a Friday morning, May the 23rd.
And today's birthdays, Brian McCullough, Cindy Moody, State Representative Robert Stevens, Colby Jackson, Zach Johnson, and Thomas Reeves. Tomorrow we celebrate Rick Stewart, Kenny Bell, Jonathan Hutton, and Tom Starling.
Well, those are the names we had coming into the morning. We've had a few emails, some text, of course, phone calls. So we're adding that to the list as we speak, which is why we say now is your deadline to get in your birthdays and anniversaries for today or tomorrow, 615-893-1450. And join us on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We're going to give away with that banana pudding at 8 o'clock.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
731, here's traffic and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 75 degrees, winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance for showers developing or building into the area after midnight. Winds will be light and lows drop to 55. And then Saturday becomes mostly cloudy, better chance for showers, storms also possible, and highs warm into the lower 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53.
Good morning. So a couple of accidents still getting some attention out here. It's trying to build, leaving Wilson County a little bit more in the last few minutes, coming through Mount Juliet on 40 coming westbound. No shortage of radar all over Middle Tennessee. This morning you're going to see a lot of radar over the next 24, 48 hours. Please make sure you got that seatbelt buckled up. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro is set to see nearly $500,000 distributed to 29 charitable organizations following the City Council's approval of FY26, funding through the Community Investment Trust. The vote, held on May 22nd, brings the total grant allocation to nonprofits to over $850,000 since the trust's inception in 2021. Mayor Shane McFarland commended the program for its sustained impact, noting that it ensures essential services and civic improvements continue to benefit the local residents. Each year, the trust allocates 15% of its capacity to nonprofit grants, with the remainder supporting infrastructure projects like parks and public works. The next opportunity for nonprofit grant submissions begins in fall of 2025. Meanwhile, Rutherford County is poised for a major healthcare upgrade as Ascension St. Thomas announces a $19 million investment in a new freestanding emergency department in Las Casas Pike in Murfreesboro, located near the under-construction Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. The facility will provide 24/7 emergency services, a full-service lab, trauma suite, and seamless integration with Ascension's broader network. MMC CEO Joey P. emphasized the success of similar care models already active in West Murfreesboro. Pending final approval from the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission, the project will strengthen emergency access across eastern Rutherford County, further supporting Murfreesboro's growing population. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you listen. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Leaks, clogs, or new installations, Roscoe Brown Plumbing is here to ensure water flows exactly where it needs to go in your home. Since 1940, our team of expert plumbers has provided Middle Tennessee with prompt, reliable service. From emergency repairs to routine maintenance, we're always here, ensuring your home's plumbing system is in tip-top shape. Trust in Roscoe Brown Plumbing for all your plumbing needs, where your family's comfort is our top priority.
RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 on The Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS. And this morning we are going to try our hands at 1970s music trivia. So we'll rely heavily on the knowledge of John Dinkins here this morning for this.
Oh, boy.
Question number one. What band sang the popular song Stairway to Heaven in 1971? Was it The Who, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, or Black Sabbath?
Give everybody a chance to catch up. I'll give them a second or two. But that answer is Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin is the correct answer. Which artist has a hit or had a hit with Bohemian Rhapsody in 1975? Was that The Beatles, The Bee Gees, Queen, or The Carpenters?
Just a second for them to think. That would be Queen.
Queen is the correct answer. Who sang the disco hit Stayin' Alive in 1977? Was it Chic, ABBA, The Village People, or The Bee Gees?
The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees is the correct answer.
Bring it on, baby. Come on.
What song became a signature hit for Donna Summers in 1977? Was it YMCA, Dancing Queen, I Feel Love, or Disco Inferno?
That was my wife's favorite song, by the way. I Feel Love.
I Feel Love, released in 1977.
Man, you're right in my neighborhood right there.
Who released the album Dark Side of the Moon in 1973? Oh. Was that the Rolling Stones, Metallica, Pink Floyd, or The Who?
Ooh, that's a stumper. Say them again.
The Rolling Stones, Metallica, Pink Floyd, or The Who? Now, this record album was in a picture frame here. It was one of the four.
I think it's Pink Floyd.
Let's see. That is correct. The streak continues.
That wasn't my kind of music. None of those artists were, really. So that was difficult.
The band scored a hit with Hotel California in 1977. Which was it? Which band? The Doobie Brothers, Fleetwood Mac, The Beach Boys, or The Eagles?
That would be The Eagles. Pre Vince Gill.
That is correct. Who had a hit song with Dancing Queen in 1976, the Bee Gees, ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, or the Jackson 5?
For you folks out there, I'll give you just another second. That was ABBA.
And that is correct. Wow, this is a streak. Eight in a row. What singer-songwriter released the album Tapestry in 1971? Was it Joni Mitchell, Carole King, Carly Simon, or Janis Joplin?
That also was a very iconic album cover. That's Carole King.
Carole King is the correct answer. Who sang the rock anthem Freebird in 1973? Creedence Clearwater Revival, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers, or the Eagles?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd is right. Let's see. Which British band released the album The Wall in 1979? Was it Genesis, The Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, or The Who?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is the right answer. Can you go 12 for 12?
Is this the last one? Build up the suspense.
Yeah. Who had the hit song Dream On in 1973? Was it Journey, Boston, Kansas, or Aerosmith?
Do you know this is the one I won't know?
You don't know this one?
I don't think so. I'm going to guess. Aerosmith.
I believe that's the right answer. And it is.
12 for 12, ladies and gentlemen. Never been done.
Even with a guess on.
I remember seeing the cover.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Dream On.
Well, that is 1970s music trivia. I hope you played along and enjoyed here on The Wake Up Crew.
Come on over and save here at the Restore. We have new product in the store. Come on down if you're looking for sheets or comforters or pillows. It will be great for MTSU students.
We got it!
Hurry over to the Habitat Restore.
If you're in that painting job, we do have new paint and also painting supplies. So we got all your brushes and anything you may need.
Great for doing home projects.
We are open to the public.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in 3 or 4 times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42, wrapping up the show here this morning. The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, MTE's EV Ready program offers a $50 bill credit for home EV charging setup. You can find out more at driveev.com. Recognizing our good neighbor of the day today, Rebecca Gresh. Rebecca is the good neighbor. For always having a kind word and a gentle way, she helps everyone. Rebecca Gresh receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day. You can send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. A couple of the easy ways that you can send in your good neighbor of the day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, John, you know, I ran across my ex-wife's Tinder profile, and I was so angry about all the lies.
Really?
Yeah. She's not fun to be around.
Replay.
What did I give you on that?
You said like a 4.9?
No, I think I said 4. Well, so I like wife jokes.
I tried.
Yeah, so now you're doing things illegally. You're trying to, oh, wow.
I don't think it was illegal.
I just tried to persuade.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
You've lost your windscreen somehow.
Again?
Yeah. Guess it doesn't like you.
I don't know. I don't even see it.
It's probably across the room.
Are you sure you didn't do something during the break?
I might have. This room's a mess right now. What happened in here? So what have we learned today on the Wake Up Crew? Well, we did little music trivia a few minutes ago. Heard from Sunshine Nutrition Center this hour.
You found her. The first hour, I don't know what we talked about. I can't really remember.
It's been so long ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think we still were on the baby thing going a little bit. You know, we talked about that. Then we got into an argument about something.
You had some Memorial Day things.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, thank you. The Memorial Day things you can do on Memorial Day to honor our veterans. And
you invited me to your house, and then you took it back.
No, I invited you, remember?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, well,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
Well, I'm going to plan on it. Yeah. Let's plan on it. Not really, but.
I'll have to bring my three dogs, you know.
Oh, no, forget it. Okay, never mind. I can take one. I can't take three. Wow.
Well, two have to go together.
Now, who would you bring? Oh, you'd have to bring two of them.
Yeah. Skeeter has never been home alone. Ladybug really hasn't, honestly.
Not alone, not mm-mm. Without a dog, yeah.
Not with, I mean, the Rosie has been the only, and she prefers it that way, probably.
She's really? She only, wouldn't care?
No.
She wouldn't get mad.
But, yeah, Ladybug and Skeeter, they're kind of a combo package.
I'm looking forward to the weekend, I can tell you that.
I think the argument was, if you wanted me to call you or text you this weekend, and then that's why, you know, my invite to Memorial Day got reneged.
Yeah. Something you did. I know that.
Well, I guess it's time to get out of here. Have you enjoyed Glen Campbell Week?
I have enjoyed Glen Campbell Week. Next week, after Memorial Day, we will have the actors who have had hit records.
The first one's pretty cool. I think this is going to be an enlightening